During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Is there such a thing as a curse? Can someone put a curse on another person without them knowing it? And then that person goes through their life wondering, what's going on? Why is everything not working out correctly? Why are so many bad things happening to me? How do I make this insanity stop? Probably all had a point in life where it almost felt like we were cursed. What happens when it never ends, though? It just keeps going and going, and psychics and others are telling you, yeah, you got something there, but we don't know what to do. That's exactly what happens in our next story. A curse or something that seems almost impossible to break. Take a listen. For a while, I've been having strange things happen, but I didn't pay attention to them, and I don't know exactly why, but about 18 months ago, I began to believe something was bad, and it was about to happen. I moved with my mother to an apartment. Things were fine. On the third day, there was a strong smell of paint thinner in our apartment. Maintenance was called. They had to open all the windows, let the smell out. Checked our apartment and our neighbors to see where the leak was coming from, but nobody found any paint thinner. When I got home, I couldn't smell anything. So it went by like nothing happened. It was there and then gone like that. Then one day I got home from work and I had only two jackets that I could use at work. One was already dirty, so as soon as I got into the apartment, I started the washer and put the dirty jacket in the wash. I take off the jacket I was wearing to put it in the washer, and it was gone. I couldn't find it. I was so mad because my badge was in the pocket, plus my keys. I was the only one in the apartment, but I couldn't blame anybody for the disappearance. I was thinking, how can I be so airheaded and not know where I place things? The next morning, I found my badge and keys on the ironing table. 2 weeks later, I found the jacket clean on the ironing table as well. But I thought maybe it was my mom. My car stereo would turn off by itself, but to me it was no problem. Just push the on button and it was fixed. The battery on my car was dead. Checked everything to make sure nothing was left on. and really everything was off. So I thought it was time for a new battery because AutoZone was not able to charge it either. Weeks later, I went to the house party, a gathering, left around 2 a.m. and stopped at a gas station to get gas. It was snowing hard and I could hardly see the road. I was taking my time and when I got home, my tire was flat to the ground. It was the back tire where the gas tank is at, so I thought, how in the hell? I couldn't notice or felt anything. I just thought, I need a new tire, that's why it's flat. In the living room, I was shaping my eyebrows. It was 2 p.m. My mother was taking a nap and I was watching and listening to the TV. I had a lamp on and the power just went out. I checked the outside to see if it was windy. Nothing. Walked to the kitchen, microwave had power. Checked the rooms, they had power. The power went out in the area where I was only. Told my mom that we were going to have to report it, have it fixed. So I used an extension cord to get power from the TV. When my mother's husband got home, he checked the electrical box and the living room switch was off. But it was so far that it was normal. One day I went to the balcony to have a cigarette. I smoke and I noticed two pigeons. One pigeon was healthy, second pigeon seemed ill. It was kind of windy and cloudy. The pigeons were in a corner. The balcony has four corners. The pigeons were in corner one and where I stand to smoke is corner three. Imagine counterclock when counting the corners. The next day I came home from work and I got out for a smoke and the pigeons were in the balcony. Healthy pigeon stayed in corner one. The old pigeon was in corner two and the feathers looked spread out. I called my mom and asked her if she knew how birds looked when they die. I knew that the feathers spread out when they die naturally. I mean, not killed, but the pigeon did move a little. The next day after work, I go out to the balcony to smoke and the healthy pigeon is still in corner one and has not moved to any other corner. I couldn't see the ill pigeon, but in corner number three, where I stand to smoke, I have a plant vase for the ashes only. I noticed the ill pigeon behind the vase. After that, I thought there was something weird going on because that's not normal, or at least it didn't seem normal to me. Next day, again, the healthy pigeon was in corner one in the beginning, and the ill pigeon was in corner four, but it looked dead to me. The healthy pigeon would just look. I was thinking there was a pattern. Once the ill pigeon gets back to corner one, something bad was going to happen. I only had one day to do something about it. I called my younger sister and told her what was going on, and she believes in curses and all that stuff, so I knew she could find someone who can help me figure out what's going on. Her husband called a psychic, and they had known for some time, and asked him to check the cards for me. He told my sister that I had to seek help immediately. He asked them how I was doing, so they told him about the birds, and he said the birds were final signs to get my attention, that I had ignored past warnings. So I went to see him the day after. What he told me was that there was a dark spirit following me all of that time, and it never went away. He called it a shadow, and it wouldn't stop until I was gone, that it would mess with me mentally, with my family, and that it would never let me be happy in any relationship. That the shadow's goal is to emotionally and spiritually bring me down, and when people suffer those attacks, it's usually when they end up committing suicide. I had to get rid of it because I've had him with me for a long time, not just now. I remember I had to bathe in herbs for three consecutive nights and light a holy death purple candle. So I felt better. All weird things, actually, stopped happening. Saw him again last November and asked him if the spirit was really gone, but he couldn't look at me in the eyes. But he said yes, he's gone, but that spirits will always follow me because of my light. I had my doubts because I always felt something at the front of my bed. A clairvoyant over the phone told me that the spirit was still with me. The man that helped me doesn't have the knowledge to cleanse people from evil spirits. She said she could help me, but that it would be a lot harder because she was too far away. And if I could find someone who could be with me physically, it would be better. She told me the same thing the man had told me, but that if the spirit couldn't be removed successfully, it was only going to get stronger. Was going to camouflage at some point, being undetected by conventional methods. She told me about fresh eggs and a cleansing, how to do them. When I was doing them, I felt lighter. It's weird, but as I prayed, I would feel tired. When I was done with the ritual, I felt lighter. During those days, and it was the day before Valentine's Day, I was moving out to my own place. Went to my mom's apartment to get a few things. It was 11 or midnight, but it was late. Right at the entrance of the apartment, almost in the middle, there was a white dove on the floor, dead. I got closer, and only the head was smashed. It was cold, late, and a dove? I thought it was a message for me. I was going through a rough time, and every week it was something worse. So I came across a woman, a psychic medium, and had her read me tarot cards. She gave me a regular reading, like I was looking for love and money advice. At the end of the reading, I told her the reason I was there for, showed her pictures I had taken, and she checked me with an egg and told me something was done to me with black magic that involved blood. Also that I had a special light the negative spirits wanted from me. So I asked her to help me get rid of this spirit. I wanted to find out who did this to me and why. My older sister got into a terrible car accident. She was driving on the wrong side of the road, was lost, had drank, and was raining on top of that. She'd been driving since 11:30 p.m. and crashed around 2 a.m. It was a head-on collision. Both cars were going about 70 miles an hour, according to the investigation from the skid marks, plus the speed limit in the area. Nobody died, though my sister recalls seeing a car coming from behind her, flashing the brights as fast as they could. She was wondering if the car was going to switch lanes to pass her. That's why she couldn't understand why the police were saying she was driving on the wrong side of the road. There's a cement wall in the middle that separates the road. That night I was going to go with them, but I was really tired. I didn't have my phone. I got one from a cousin and went home to sleep. My sister for a while blamed me for the accident, saying if I would have been there with her, she would have never have been lost in the first place, and therefore never crashed. The woman told me that the light that my sister had seen, it was me giving her a warning to pull over. That if I would have gone to the party with them, we both would have died. She also told me that in my sleep, I was taking care of my other family members, that I was their emotional pillar. If I fall, they fall. So I was like, okay, I could relate to that. So I told her about the sleep paralysis that I've been suffering from years. She told me it was other spirits attached to and attracted to the light. When I wake up across the bed and the sheets are on the floor, it's because they've dragged me. She told me that I had an angel protecting me and my family. I had to light several candles for weeks. She gave me about 7 rosaries, some amulets. When we did the seal for protection, it was also to do the final ritual to leave the spirit in the cemetery. After some chanting and incense burning, she told me it was somebody from my family that has passed away. I felt like they were still around. So I told her it might be my grandfather, that I knew he passed away mad at my aunt and my grandmother. She told me that he was stuck in our world and was looking for help to cross over. So I had to leave a glass of water in his grave for 9 days every day and pray. Then he was on the other side. Things were so much better. I'm so glad I found her. I was doing bad. After the cleansing, I was promoted. Finally, my peers saw that I could do more than what I was doing. My relationship was always good, but got better. It even felt strange because I was not used to having so many good things in a row. But it only lasted for about a month. And then it all went back again. I always questioned why my grandfather was a dark spirit if he was a good guy. But she didn't have an answer. I had to burn an incense in my home to remove negative energy that I was bringing home. The last room was my bedroom, and I began to hear my amulets hit each other, like banging against each other. When I finished, I sat on the couch and checked them. As I put it next to me, one of the stones was gone in the second. I looked for it, tear in the bottom of the couch, but never found it. I went to my healer's home. It was a Friday, around 11 p.m., When she opened the door, she told me, they took your green stone. I was like, yeah, how can I get it back? She said I wouldn't get it back, but that she would replace it. After a couple of weeks, I told her I felt the spirit was back, but that it was never really gone, the bad one. He can't come in my room, but I can see a shadow from the corner of my eye in my house. I sleep at night with a lamp in the living room on. And I can see a form the light, something that blocks it as it walks by. I live by myself too, and I don't have pets. I was looking for places where they can help me develop how to protect myself. As I was looking downtown, I came across Botanica. They have a psychic that reads tarots on Tuesdays and Fridays only. The place was closing, so I asked the man inside, what happens to the psychic development workshop around the area? He said they moved and asked me what I needed. I told him I was searching for answers for strange occurrences. He told me the psychic would be in on Tuesday by appointment only. Another lady came from the back and told me that my dad had a lover. My mom was pregnant. She figured that my mother will always be the official because she was the wife, was pregnant. It was a curse for my mother. But instead, I took the hit. The strange animals that I've seen were my gifts from the spirit. She also told me it wasn't human, but it's not good nor evil. The spirit feels like it's got power over me and was waiting for me to get pregnant to take over the fetus, and that wasn't going to let me be happy in a relationship. And she said no one can get rid of this thing but me. No one can help me. That he was laughing at everything I was doing to get rid of him. She said he wasn't going to hurt me, but as long as he's around, nobody will be happy with me, including family and friends. She also mentioned that I could make a pact with this spirit and tell him that I would let him stay, but he can't harm my family and loved ones. The other ways to get rid of him was far more than what I was willing to do. One of them was an exorcism with 3 generations from my family. My grandmother is alive, but that my mom or I could die in the ritual. So I asked her what else, and she mentioned oil baths, having sex with someone that I really hate so that the curse can be transferred to another person. Then I told her, what about my home? Because I can see shadows. And she mentions 4 mirrors to mimic the elements and north, etc. So the spirit will be trapped and exit through one of the mirrors by breaking it and done. So I never went back. I told my healer about it, and she gave me a speech on morals and mediums that work with dark forces. Then she offered me an exorcism with a priest. So I told her to go ahead. It was on a Sunday and there was no priest. It was some prayers. In the end, she told me I wasn't possessed. I told her I already knew I wasn't possessed. He just won't leave. I feel my problem is out of her hands. She's helped me a lot, but the spirit won't leave. I should also mention that none of the psychics have ever charged me. Each one has said that there are things they don't get to see all the time, and I'm one of them. And they do it because I need help fast. My concern is, what is it? What does it want? Am I getting rid of a spirit guide, a demon? What is it? How can I find out what it is that I'm supposed to do? Is this a curse? Questions I ask myself every day. I just want to live in peace and have whatever this is stop following me and seemingly curse my life.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.